What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. This past year, it's now October 2019, has been full of new chapters for me. I became a new dad in December of 2018 when my daughter Maya was born. And her birth created a kind of domino effect of change in my life and also in my business because I was now a new dad while running a really successful business. And it has made me look at things through a whole new lens. I suddenly got super clear on what I really want to do in my business, who I want to help, and the kind of impact that I'm here to make, right? Facebook and Instagram ads, my friends, are just one part of the multifaceted fun factory, let's call it, that is running an online business, okay? To teach paid advertising alone when I've been actively learning, implementing, testing, and mastering all the other elements of growing an online business over the last 5.5 years would be a disservice to you. Just teaching paid ads to you would be a disservice. Offering one piece of the puzzle just is not my style, right? And so I'm here to show you the complete picture of growing a profitable and impactful online business and give you all the pieces that you need to bring that business to life. That's why, my friends, the name of the podcast here, The Art of Paid Traffic, is officially going into retirement to make way for something a little bit more all-encompassing. And so today, I'm going to share with you more about this, what's gone into this, what my thoughts are, and also share some lessons that I've been thinking a lot about as this chain has been in the works for a while now. So let's jump into it, and I'll explain everything to you today.
What do you get when you combine simplified digital marketing, proven ROI strategies, and Metallica blasting from his headphones? You get Rick Mulready, of course. So strap in, grab your bulletproof coffee, and get ready, because this is the Art of Paid Traffic. Here's Rick.
All right. Hey, what's up, my friends? Welcome back to the show. Super appreciate you coming and hanging out with me today. I'm your host, Rick Mulready, and I'm here to help online experts grow and scale your business so that you can reach and help more people, so that you can amplify your impact. And when you do all those things, my friends, not only do you get to increase your revenue in your business, but you and your audience get to have better lives in the process. So, as you've heard me talk about a million times here on the podcast, I've built my business on Facebook and, in the more recent years, Instagram ads. In January of 2014, when I launched my first course, I did a webinar to sell that course. I've talked about it here on the show before. I did the webinar. I sold the course before even creating it. I don't remember which episode it was, but I take you through this whole process of selling your course before you actually create it. And so back in January 2014, that's exactly what I did. And that's exactly what I've done ever since then, whenever I launch a new program. And so I did a webinar to sell that program, and I ran Facebook ads to have people register for the webinar. Now, before I did this, I had a couple hundred people on my list. Nobody knew who I was. I didn't have any kind of following. I had major imposter syndrome because I was like, who am I to be teaching Facebook ads? You know, there are these people like Amy Porterfield and Mari Smith and all these other people who literally wrote the book on Facebook marketing back then. And I was like, who am I to be teaching this stuff? you know, then it became, who am I not to be teaching this, right? So I've used ads to build my business. And as you also hear me talk about here on the show, I believe that ads, and as a result, sales, are the foundation of an online business. The ability to turn the faucet on of new leads, if you will, that you can then cultivate into sales. Ads are the integral part of the growth of your business. I firmly believe that, and that's exactly how I have built my business. However, building a seven-figure business, so it's often easy to overlook, it has taken me way more than just ads for me to build that kind of business. Again, they're a huge piece of the puzzle, right? But things like having the right mindset, organic traffic in addition to paid traffic, having scalable offers, knowing how to launch in your business, building a team, right? How do you stop doing all the things in your business so that you can free up your time, so that you can be focusing on the CEO activities in your business, becoming the actual CEO, right? And a whole lot more, right? All of these are essential pieces of the puzzle to growing a business with impact, where you're helping a lot of people. Now, most experts teach Facebook and Instagram ads in a vacuum, as I did for years. And I've mentioned that quite a few times here in the podcast. But what I've realized over the past while, to create sustainable growth in your business, it takes a more holistic, cohesive strategy. Because all those ingredients that I just mentioned, like CEO mindset and building a team and organic traffic and mind, all that stuff, right? All these ingredients, they're all connected and integral to the growth of your business. And so it is for this reason, my friend, that I am pumped to share that I'm changing the name of this podcast to The Art of Online Business. And this is a podcast dedicated to giving online experts what you need to not only excel at paid traffic, but to master things like your mindset, creating amazing offers that your audience can't wait to get their hands on, scaling your business, building a team, and so much more. I'm really excited about this. It's been a long time coming. If you've been listening to the podcast here for a while, you might realize already, now that I'm telling you this, that this is not a departure from the topics that I've been covering here on the show for the past probably 10 months, right? In fact, the types of episodes that you've been hearing over the last, you know, 10 months or so will not change. Nothing is changing from the content of the podcast here. Like I said, this sort of pivot in the name of the podcast and also kind of change in a few directions in my business, this has been in the works for a while, just without the official name changeover, which I'm announcing to you today. Okay. Nothing will ever take away my 20 years now of paid traffic experience. And I still think, as I've been talking about here today, that Facebook and Instagram ads, at least today, are the best way to grow your online business foundation from the ground up. And so what that means is you can still expect to get the latest and greatest ad strategies and updates and all that stuff here on the podcast, right? No changes to the content that you've been getting here on the show, in addition to the paid traffic, a whole lot more as far as the topics go, right? My goal, both in my business and in this podcast now, is to be your one-stop shop for everything that you need to scale your online business to six or seven figures. And just a quick side note here, the one-stop shop phrase I'm using there is actually coming from my accelerator students, my mastermind students. This is a big reason why people join my mastermind, because they know that they can get their ads strategy, ads help, and ads expertise from me, as well as all the other elements of growing an online business with impact and scale, right? And so I preach all the time, listen to what your ideal customers are saying, There's a perfect example. I'm just telling you that right now. Those are words right out of the mouths of several of my Accelerator Mastermind members. So again, to be your one-stop shop for everything that you need to scale your online business to six or seven figures. I'm your secret weapon, my friends, for fast-tracking the growth of your business so that you can have a bigger impact. So why this pivot? Why change something that has been working amazingly well, right? Well, when I started this podcast, I started it back in 2015, January 2015, I think it was. So we're coming up on 5 years almost. And so when I started this podcast, it was like rocket fuel for my business. It changed everything. I mean, this has been and continues to be an amazing part of my business and my favorite thing to deliver to you in my business. It changed everything. And for a while, I was stoked to zero in on only paid traffic and make it my special sauce, if you will, and my method for standing out online, frankly. Until, like I told you before, I realized that Facebook and Instagram ads can't and should not be taught in a vacuum. Becoming a prolific, purposeful, and profitable online expert where you're having a big impact in the world takes more than just a killer ad strategy.
You've probably heard the saying, if you want to make money, serve people. If you want to make a lot of money, serve lots of people. But how do you do that when you're already super short on hours in your day? So if you're on my email list already, then you know that I'm speaking at the Platform and Profit Summit. It's 100% free, and it's a 3-day virtual summit to help you better position yourself and your brand to create even more partnership and profits. Plus, in addition to discussing Facebook ads, I'll also be speaking on a panel called Positioning Yourself and Business for More Connections and Collaborations. Like, if you've ever wondered how I'm meeting all of these cool guests that are appearing on this podcast that you're just getting so much knowledge and info from, well, I'll be sharing that during that panel too. And it all starts May 1st. That's this Wednesday in a few days. Because, well, what if you could quit funding all of your events and projects and launches out of pocket and learn how to leverage the power of sponsorships? And I love this because I hate theory. I never did well with theory in school. I just like practical, actionable advice from people who are actually doing it right now, not what worked for them like 5 years ago. So like, what if you could generate consistent cash flow for your business or increase income while also reaching your lifestyle goals? You know, that reason that you started the business in the first place. Like, what if you could build credibility and influence while creating consistent partnerships and profit to grow your business? Me and about 30 other expert trainers, are going to share our strategies to help you create partnerships and profits, plus the mistakes that we've made so you can avoid them. And I can't stress this too much. This is what's working now, not last year, not the year before, but what we all are doing in our businesses now. So you ready to finally have more partnerships and profit in your online business? Use the link below to register for free. The Platform and Profit Virtual Summit. It's a 3-day free, 100% free summit, and it starts this Wednesday, May 1st. Learn how to better position yourself and create an even better partnerships so you can finally create the profits you desire in your business. I can't wait to see you there. Chat soon. All right, back to the episode.
And as I've been mentioning here, ads have been a 100% critical piece to growing and how I continue to grow my business. But they definitely haven't been the only thing that helped me grow my business from zero to a million in 4 years. So one day, probably late 2018, right around the time that my daughter was born, I started asking myself, why am I not sharing the other pieces of this whole crazy online business jigsaw puzzle, right? And here's the harsh but true answer that I came up with. When you become known for something, making any kind of pivot or change to what's working feels like a big risk. And it can be a scary thing to do. I'm not going to lie. I've been very nervous about this. As excited as I've been to make this announcement official, again, I've also been really nervous about making the name change, which is funny because the only thing that's changing is really the name and who specifically I serve and how I specifically serve you, how I specifically serve the online expert audience. And I'm going to talk more about that in a second, right? I had thoughts of, you know, are people still going to listen to the podcast? Am I alienating people? And yeah, I totally understand that. I might lose some people who listen to the show on the regular, but it also means that those of you who are listening are the people who I want to serve. So this is one, I'm going to talk more about lessons that I've been thinking about, but this is a great lesson for you here that, you know, I want you to think about in your business, quality over quantity. This show does very well on a monthly basis as far as downloads go. And like, you know, the ego, my ego might take a little bit of a hit. I've already processed all that. But again, if I do lose some people who listen to the show here, that's okay. But, and it's okay because that means that the people who are listening are the audience that I want to be serving, is the audience I want to be serving. And that's what this is all about, right? And again, none of the topics, none of what I talk about here on the podcast is going to change. I made this change to the episodes, whether you realize it or not, you know, several months ago. This is just the official announcement of the name change. And so on the flip side of that, as far as the nervousness goes, I also think that this new direction, if you will, the new name, if you will, is going to allow for reaching and helping a whole bunch of more people as well. And once I started working with ambitious online experts in a more intimate capacity in my Accelerator Mastermind with more time and opportunity to go beyond just ads like we do in the Mastermind, that's when really, truly a whole new world opened up. Because the Accelerator Mastermind is not just ads. Ads are, I mean, we talk about ads a lot, but there's also so much more that we help you with in the Mastermind. And so through this kind of awakening that I had in working with the people that I have in the Accelerator, I realized that I was doing a disservice to you by not talking about all the other critical elements of growing a thriving and impactful online business, like more openly, right? I felt like I was kind of, you know, again, I've been talking about it, but not in official capacity. I don't know if that makes sense or not. But, you know, all these other elements that I've been talking about, like mindset and finding your CEO activities, if you will, so that you're not wasting time in your day and building solid offers in your business and scaling and growing a team and all the other levers that when pulled at the right time lead to building an impactful 6 or 7 figure online business. And honestly, my friends, I'm so much happier now that I've officially, quote unquote, made this transition to talking about and teaching these other elements in addition to Facebook and Instagram ads. And it's freaking liberating. I feel so good about it. And frankly, the revenue in my business, if I'm just being completely honest with you, and the happiness in the business has increased this year as a result, right? I mean, whoever said that building a business is the best form of personal development because we're always learning, right? That's 100% correct. Absolutely. So what does all this mean for you? You're listening right now. If you're still listening, you're like, Rick, what does all this mean for me? First off, my friends, ads are still 100% a huge part of what I teach and recommend when building your business foundation, right? I'll still be sharing new strategies, interviews, and case studies about paid traffic, just like I have been But I'm also going to continue talking about a lot about other key strategies, mindsets, and tips to help you grow your business as an online expert, right? And when I say online expert, by the way, I mean you're a course creator, you're a coach, you're a consultant, you're an online educator in some fashion. And as I keep saying here, there's really going to be no change in the types of episodes that I put out here. I've already been mixing in the business building topics for months and mindset, all that, if you haven't already noticed, right? It feels so good, my friends, to share all this with you finally, as this is something that really I started thinking a lot about and has been working on for the better part of 2019 here. And so with this announcement, I want to share some lessons as well as some mindset shifts to think about in your business. Okay. And that first thing here is get super clear. You know, we talk about this all the time, right? But I can't stress this enough. Get super clear on who you want to serve and how you want to serve them in your business. Okay. I started out in my business in January of 2014, 5.5 years ago, a little over 5.5 years, serving online experts. That's who I served back then. Then, over the years, it expanded to local businesses and ads managers in addition to the online experts. Now, I've come full circle serving online experts, as this lights me up and just super energizes me. And this is the true sense of my work having a ripple effect. And I've talked about the whole ripple effect here in the podcast before, meaning I help you grow your business, and your business growth means that you're helping other people live better lives, and so on. So there's the ripple effect. I'm helping you, and indirectly, I'm helping all the people that you are helping. So I love that. Will the podcast here still be helpful for online businesses who are not online experts? Totally. But online experts, course creators, online educators, coaches, etc., are my focus. Okay. The second lesson is have a vision for your business and a very clear why for doing what you're doing in your business. Because when you know where you're going and why you're doing what you're doing, it keeps you going when you have the inevitable setbacks and bad days. It keeps you going. You know where you're going to in your business and what you want. And my friends, if you've not taken the time to really sit down and clarify what your vision is and why you do what you do in the business, I'd super encourage you to do that. That really provides the path, the journey of what you're trying to achieve in your business and why you're doing what you're doing. Okay. And it also becomes the lens through which you make decisions in the business. Does this align with my vision? Yes or no? It does? Cool. Let's look at it. Nope. Boom. Delete it. All right. The third lesson here is don't be afraid to pivot and make changes in your business. I'm laughing, but this is serious. Like, don't be afraid to pivot or make changes in your business, even if you're already successful and known for something. If you're feeling fear, it means that you're on the right track. Okay? Keep moving forward. You have to do what feels best for you, regardless of what other people may think. When you're happy doing what you love, you're winning, my friends. And that is my definition of success, that you're happy or I'm happy. My definition of success is I'm happy. That's what I want for you, happiness as well. And no one can take that away from you when you're happy, right? And when you pivot and make a change because something doesn't feel right and the new direction that you go in energizes you and lights you up, you're going to show up and serve in such a bigger way. And you're going to feel better, you're going to be happier, and your revenue is going to reflect that. I will promise you that. Those are the big lessons that I've been thinking a lot about as I've gone through this process. You know, has imposter syndrome come up for me, like comparing myself to other people? Totally. I mean, we all do it, right? But I have a really special message to share, and I've been sharing it with you. And I know without 100% doubt. Does that make sense? I know 100%. I have no doubt. I have no doubt that I can help you very quickly grow your online business as an online expert between ads and all the other elements. And so that is, that answers the question, who am I not to be teaching this stuff, right? And that doesn't really bother me anymore. It used to years ago, but you know, changing, pivoting, making an announcement like this, that I'm known for quote unquote, one thing of the art of paid traffic, you know, it can be a scary thing, but I'm so excited about it. And again, this doesn't change anything as far as the content goes here, right? It's just the name, who I'm serving and how I'm serving you. And by the way, the Friday Quick Tip episodes, which I hear from so many of you, you love the Friday Quick Tip episodes. Thank you. They're not going away. They're going to continue each week. So again, no changes to the episodes and the types of content that we've been talking about. So with that, if there are topics that you'd like to hear more about, or if you have a question that you'd like me to answer here on the show, shoot me a DM on Instagram and let me know. I'm at Rick Mulready on Instagram. Just let me know any feedback, topics, suggestions, questions that you'd like me to answer on the show. Just shoot me a DM. I'd love to hear from you, right? And I know this is all cliche right now, but I just got to say how grateful I am for you. And I know it sounds cheesy, but if you were not here, if you did not listen to the podcast every week and subscribe and show up, none of this would be possible, right? So thank you from the bottom of my heart for showing up and listening to the podcast every week. And hey, my friends, you have permission to pivot and make changes in your business if that's what you want to do and it feels good to you in your business. Now, one of my goals with this podcast, as I've been talking about, is to have as big an impact as possible. And one of the ways to increase visibility on platforms like Apple Podcasts is through when you subscribe to the podcast and leave a quick rating and review. At the time I'm recording this episode, we're getting there, my friends. We're at 575 five-star ratings and reviews. Thank you so much. My goal is to get to 750 five-star ratings and reviews. That original goal was by the end of Q3, which right now was a couple days ago. We've made huge progress. So I've extended my goal. I've been okay with this. So now my goal is to get to 750 five-star ratings reviews by the end of 2019. So that means 125 more by the end of the year. We can totally do that, right? And so if you're a listener of the podcast here and you want to support it, thank you. Here's what I'd love for you to do. After you subscribe to the podcast, leave a quick, honest rating and review for the show on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, as it's now called, and then take a simple screenshot of your rating and review and DM me that screenshot on Instagram. Again, I'm at Rick Mulready. When we hit 750 ratings reviews, I'm going to do a raffle of everyone who has DM'd me, and I'm going to give away a book bundle of my top 10 business and also mindset books to a winner. Cool? So thank you so much for your support of the show. I super appreciate it. Before we go, if you are an online expert and you're wanting to take your business to the next level and you're interested in applying to be part of my next 6-month accelerator mastermind group, go to rickmulready.com/accelerator to apply. Coming up on the podcast here, I've got another quick tip episode coming your way. So until then, thank you again for listening to the show. Super appreciate you. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Don't worry, there's more of Art of Paid Traffic coming soon. If you can't wait for more incredible digital marketing strategies, head over to rickmulready.com. We'll see you next time.
Don't forget to head down to the show notes below and register for the Platform and Profit Summit that starts May 1st, this Wednesday, where you're going to hear just practical advice that's working right now, this year in 2024, not in years past, right? Like how to build a 90-day evergreen funnel that actually works. Presented by Corinne Crabtree, heard of her? How about minimalist marketing? How to get more eyes on your business by doing less? Or what about 5 simple website fixes to get more clients? I'm not going to read through all of these good talks and strategy sessions, but what you got to take away is this is not theory. It's what's working in people's business. These experts that are speaking, they're sharing the good stuff, behind the scenes stuff. And, you know, I'll be speaking there too on a panel about how to position yourself and your business for more connections and collaborations, because really it's partnering and collaborating with people that brings authority, that brings in steady revenue and profit into my business. So I want you guys to learn and take away strategies and tips and tricks and real systems that you can put to work in your business right now. That link is in the show notes below. Sign up is 100% free, but it does start May 1st. That's in a couple days from now, and I'll see you there. Take care. Bye.